I think Ron and I were into way different anime than you at your age.
Angelo, clean it up, Angelo. Clean it up, Angelo.
You ready?
I'm a family man. We're not gonna, you know. I know what you mean.
What's up, manga boomers? Welcome to another episode of Usapan Retro, the podcast that no one asked for and that no one wants. With your hosts, Angelo, Sonya, and Ron, we tackle all the latest gaming, anime, comic book, toys, and collectible topics from the perspective of titos and titas from the Philippines.
Yes. Hey, what's up?
It's such a day.
We'll do a round robin. We'll go counterclockwise. What's up, guys? I'm Angelo, and I'm broadcasting live from Makati, and this is Usapan Retro.
Hello.
My name is Ron. I am broadcasting live from San Jose, California, here in the Bay Area. What's up, guys?
Hey. It's S to the A to the NYA. What's up to the Kumyaos who are here? I am here in Tagwig over here, running on fumes, but I'm loving the energy in here. So what's up, guys? And we have a very special guest today.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey. I mean, good afternoon. This is Ari. Streaming from home, actually just at home here at Pasig. Shout out and good afternoon to you guys. Really excited to do this, as I think we're sharing best top five anime movies.
Yes, ever. We are.
Yeah, there
we
go.
That's so personal. Hard. I'm telling you, that's hard. That is hard, bro.
Hey, shout out to everybody. If this is your first time watching Usapan Retro, this is the boomer nerd Dito Tita show from the Philippines. That nobody asked for and that nobody wants. But I'm one of the people that created this damn app, so you're going to get it, all right?
There you go. Flex that. There you go.
Yeah. Guys.
Hey, Bianca. What's up? Hello.
What's up, Bianca? What's up, Danica P? We got some, we got Boss Lady in the house. We got a lot of our Leanna and Selmo X in the house. What's up, everyone? Yo.
Nice.
Have you guys checked the new feature? We just released it. You guys can tilt your phone to the side now.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You can tilt your phone to the side and push that little square button, and you can go full screen sideways now.
Let me see.
Try.
Very cool.
Little square button?
Yeah,
the little square. It's a little expand square button.
I see it. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. I got it. Look at Ron. Yeah,
it
looks pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. That is pretty good.
Yeah. Right. Guys, watch us in the landscape mode. Because, you know, this thing is cool. But this show is supposed to be wide landscape. Now you can watch us in all. You can see all my pores.
I know. That's why I got to.
Gotta step back a little bit. We are well seasoned.
So guys, the way that this show works, everyone, is that we're gonna be presenting our top fives of our top five sort of picks, and then we're gonna be asking a question, and we're gonna give 5,000 coins away to whoever can answer the question. But before we start our picks, we usually do the latest news and updates. But I have a caveat. I forgot to update this because last week we had Ruby Ibarra, and we didn't do latest news and updates because we did that the day before, so we got Get to Know Ruby. Yes. So we'll do Get to Know Ruby.
Yeah. All right.
But this is latest news and updates. So latest news and updates. Sonya, what do you have? What did you hear about this week that you want to talk about?
I honestly have not been, I've been on a different time zone in a different world. So I'm going to be listening to you guys. Like, I'm going to get my updates from you guys. What have you guys been up to this week?
All right. Ari, anything cool you've heard of in the world of nerdom? Any cool nerdy news?
Nerdom?
Yeah.
PS5's coming out soon, man. That's something that's very exciting. Are you guys getting it? Or are you like,
we created this show in order for Sony to notice us. And give us free PS5s.
This is literally the only reason why we're here.
It's not out of the realm. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Sony gave me my PS4 for free. So I just called my friends and like, hey, I got my PS4 for free. Let's do something that has viewers and we can get a PS5 for free. So that makes sense. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Actually, they
shout out to PlayStation. Hi, guys.
Yeah, the deal was I had to wear these headphones while I DJed, and they gave me a free PS4. So I was like,
"Are you serious? Oh yeah, Sony's like that. Yeah, like if you say they're, I remember just hosting and saying like, "Oh yo man, check out the Sony," and then they just gave me free headphones. I'm just like, Sony, very nice.
I think they sent cool stuff too. I've been I stalk you, by the way, Ari. I've been seeing all the cool stuff you've been getting from PlayStation. Like I got, you got the cufflinks, the PlayStation cufflinks.
I've been working with them for a long time, like hosting for Sony, the guys at Sony PlayStation Asia. Like that's Ian and the boys. They've been very nice. They're very nice, and they're doing a lot of stuff. Obviously, they've been a little bit quiet last year because they've been just setting up for PS5. I didn't know what they were doing at the time. I'm like, PlayStation awfully quiet that year. But next thing you know, they dropped the big PS5 bomb, and I'm like, it looks amazing. Honestly, it's a very exciting time, and what a
it's
time!
It's like five to of these things, right?
Dude, yeah, that's huge. They went fusion. They put on an earring each, and the PS5 happened, dude. So I mean, I think the PS5. I'm very, very, very excited for that.
Pre-orders are insane. Like everyone's just kind of scrambling to get their orders.
Speaking of free stuff, I got a shout out to Summit Books. They gave me Hung Hang Flashbacks. It's actually cool because my Tagalog is shit. And this whole comic book is in Tagalog, and it's pretty fun. Like reading
That's
through
how
it.
I
and, yeah, it's pretty like yeah. It's like really quick shorts. Nice. I mean, they got my humor because the first episode was their first issue was "Hala shit libro na." Yeah, so guys, Hung Hang Flashbacks. Time. Currently reading this right now. Super excited. Cool. Thank you to Summit Books. They also got a bunch of cool stuff. Actually, they told me to save it closer to Halloween, but they gave me a bunch of cool art books from Filipino artists, which I'll be handing out. Ron, I'll save you a couple. Sonia, I'll send it to you in a package. But shout out for Summit Books for giving us the first free shit. Bro, what about you, man?
We should have a segment like just the free shit segment.
What's up, Ron? Any nerdy updates? What's happening?
I've been on this whole Spider-Man vibe because of all those rumors and all that stuff. But they finally confirmed it. So Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield is going to be in the new Spider-Man movie.
They're gonna do a universe. They're gonna do Spider-Man universe.
Confirmed. So
that's dope. Well,
Angelo had a different take last time. I think
have the same take. I'm just trying to give you
either the super, the Batman or either the Spider-Man's. But you know how it seems like everyone's kind of doing a multiverse type thing right now. I'm just excited to see where it goes. I don't know.
Well, okay. So, I mean, Marvel could pull it off because they did a great job with Avengers. But all these other people, like
DC?
You
don't think DC can pull it off with the Michael Keaton coming back as Batman?
No, DC hella fell. Justice League was a fail. Shut up, dude. Justice League was a fail, dude. They cannot pull off multiple characters. That's what I'm saying. Most writers cannot handle multiple comic book characters. Right, I think that was the failure of Spider-Man 3. Right, Spider-Man 2, amazing. Spider-Man 3, way too much shit going on. The original Batmans, right? When they started getting into like multiple, villains, Mr. Yeah. Freeze, Poison Ivy, Bane. It's like it's too much going on, man. It's like I don't know. Marvel's the only people I've seen to pull it off where they could actually blend the storylines and all that stuff.
Yeah,
because they did it over like 20 plus films.
They're still planning. They showed their framework, what they're doing for the next 5 to 10, like the next, I think five, was it 2 to 5 years? It's pretty good, man. Like they have a whole plan to do this. It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So I mean, the Usapan Retro plan is keep streaming till we got free PS5s.
There you go.
I don't know what's happening after that.
That's it. Once you get it, you're like, what do we do? I think we've reached it. We're at the pinnacle.
All right. Well, let's get into it, guys.
Wait, I do actually have a bit of news. I actually completely forgot. Do you remember, Angelo, last year we went to that, like, that super sort of, like, that, what do you call it?
Expo.
ESGS is actually happening next weekend.
Yes.
It's the Esports and Gaming Summit. It's one of the biggest sort of like gaming expos here in the Philippines, which is insane.
One of the biggest.
Shout out to
Jobert
Yu, by the way. What's up, Jobert Yu? Yes. I want that mug. I want a Kumu.
So now,
mug.
We're going to get into it. Sorry.
Shout out to Jobert. Yes. Yeah. They're going all digital this year for that.
Yeah. It's going to be all digital because, you know, COVID happened. So they're going to go all digital. October 23, 24, and 25. I feel like we should get Jobert on the show.
Let's get him on the show.
That would be fun.
Let's do it.
He's full energy for sure, man. Jobert is
full
energy. Jobert's he's a character. He's a lot of energy for sure.
All right.
Hi, this is Dog Coach Francis. Dogs are a man's best friend. Get to know your dog and strengthen your friendship by listening to The Dog Behind the Human. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia. Understand your dog so you and your pupper can live your best life together.
We're going to get into it. Our episode, Usapang Anime Films with Eri Niman.
Oh, man. Here we go.
So, guys, this is how it works. We all do a round robin. We will all give our top five, our top four, our top three, top two, our top one, and then we're gonna ask a question, and whoever answers the question, we're gonna give you 5,000 coins. Now, if you won last week, I already said I fucked up and I forgot to give you the coins, but I will make sure it happens this week. Trust me, I promise me. Everybody, I will give you your coins. Just message me, PM me. Everyone that has PM me, what's up, Harvey Specter? I will give you your coins. I am not Gregory puts the coins. I will make sure you get your coins. But no, that's how it works, guys. We're going to be asking our questions and we're going to be giving coins. I think I'm going to be asking the question, so I'll go last for this round. But let's start. Yeah, let's kick it off with Sir Ron Sara.
What is your
number five pick?
Oh, man, this was a really, really hard one. Again, like most of my lists, I go through personal, not necessarily like what's on everyone's top five or whatever. So I'm just going to start off with Fist of the North Star. When I first seen this movie, being a kid, you don't really see a lot. You know, you're exposed to cartoons. So when you're exposed to anime at a young age and you see the type of violence that is depicted in this movie, it's an homage to Mad Max. It's an homage to the old kung fu flicks from back in the day. You know, just iconic scenes of his fingers going in the dude's chest and all that stuff. Such a great,
Hey, Ron, you got to do it when he does the attack.
I mean, also a cool video game that I think it's free on the PlayStation Network, but I just love this property. This is at a time too when anime wasn't doing CGI. This is all by hand and all that stuff too.
Nice.
So
yeah.
Look at this.
Just amazing stuff, man. Yeah.
Do you think Baki was influenced by this? Like maybe Baki had like.
Man, I love Baku. Oh yes.
I mean, not influenced, but not like this. This is like
because Baki can get pretty, but not like that. That's like grindhouse violence already. Like
I've probably seen this movie twice in my life. And it left an impression on me. I still remember seeing it. Do you remember the live action, Ron, that came out of this?
There was a live action.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, but it was kind of bad. It got kind of panned, yeah.
Yeah, it was like an American version.
Oh, man. If they were to do this movie now, they could pull this off if they did it now.
It sucked.
Is that a Western adaptation?
Yeah, it is a Western adaptation. It's purely a Western adaptation.
A lot of movies in '95 though.
Our boy was in it, Sonya, our favorite friend of the show.
Who is that? Oh my God! No way! Hey, you're on there.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So
Dante Bosco.
Dante Bosco has been on our show, Ari. And
I've seen that. That's Peter Pat Freak. I remember.
Yeah,
man.
He was a character in Fist of the North Star. We should have brought that up.
I didn't know that.
I think he's. I think he might have tried to hide that
this movie now.
Yeah, he's trying to hide it. Yeah.
All right, guys. What do you guys think of Ron's pick? Throw up a fire or a vomit emoji. Let us know how you feel about Ron's pick. His pick was number five.
Ultra violent. If you guys like ultra violence, go watch.
For me, that's all flames, dude. That pick was all flames, dude. I definitely agree with it. Totally agree. My thoughts. I agree with Ron. Definitely one of the top five. Wasn't in my top five, but very damn close to making my top five. But totally agree with Ron.
It's a boomer pick too. It's a boomer pick. So, you know,
that's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shout out to my 40-year-old boomers out there.
Lots of flames. You got lots of flames.
Lots of flames. Yeah, all right, Sonia.
Thank you, guys.
Sonia, what's your pick for number five?
Man, oh man, this list kept me up for a while. I have not slept. So my number five, I actually saw the live action movie before I actually saw this one. I love the live action movie. I thought it was awesome. The anime, I don't know if this even made people's lists at all, like even top 10, but this personally made mine because I guess I'm just biased because I love the movie so much. So I'm giving Battle Angel my number five spot. Alita. Yeah, I love the movie so much. I thought the live action was great. I'm excited for I hope they're making another one.
Yeah, this was such a good.
This was really good. And the anime, you know, I wish I saw the anime first because like, you know how I guess the movie they change a few things here and there. And like, you know, when I watched the anime, I thought it was a little much more fast paced. Than the movie that I saw, but I still loved it. I thought it was great, and I actually want to pick up the manga and read this. I thought it's a great. I love the character. I love that she's
Bakusu said Astro Girl. I see it.
Astro Girl.
I can see that.
And I actually recently watched Violet Evergarden, and I love Violet Evergarden. A little bit different, but she just having the hands, the bionic hands, just kind of reminds me of that. So Alita or Battle Angel definitely is my number five spot.
Yeah, nice. Hey guys, if you guys want to watch it, it's actually free on YouTube. It's one of those ones.
Is it a series?
No, it's just one. It's like an OVA. It's like 45 minutes.
Oh, it's an OVA. Oh, 45
minutes,
perfect.
1 hour. Yeah. I'd love to cosplay this character, actually.
There you go. Johan agrees with you guys. Yeah. Damn, Battle Angel.
Baga, dude.
Yeah.
I am not standby in the presence of evil, Alita.
Mm. All right, Johan, Sir Ari, what is your pick for number five? Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was up last night. I was just like, all right, what's the top five? Because I want to keep it just like, I base it off emotional memory where I'm like, all right, which films kind of made me feel the most at any point from my beginning journey? Because I don't want to go with like, all right, what's the trend? I'm like, all right. Yeah. What made me feel the most when I watched them? And that's like when the beginning of my anime journey, like, man, I don't know, like 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. Mm. The first one, because this was a classic childhood thing. If you're raised here in the Philippines, you guys know this. Ghost Fighter, the movie, man. Yu Yu Hakusho, the movie. Right here.
Oh yeah, I've seen this dude.
Dude, this was a big deal for any Ghost Fighter fan. Kung Ghost Fight, and if you're an OG, Ghost Fighter started in Channel 13, but really got popular in Channel 7. But what happened here was there you go, Johan. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This was a big deal when you're a kid and you watch your favorite series, and then there's like a movie. You're just like, oh my god, my favorite series is a movie. This was a big deal for Ghost Fighter fans when this came out. It's Yu Yu Hakusho, obviously, but here in the Philippines, we know it as Ghost Fighter if you just grew up. But this is such a 90s... If you're a 90s kid, everyone was watching Ghost Fighter, and this was such a cool... it was a great movie. like everyone had their scenes. Vincent has a freaking Hiei had a crazy scene. They had a scene where they all had to work together to beat, like, of course, the final boss, quote unquote. But it was so good. This was definitely for me one of those childhood, like, man, Ghost Fighters in a movie, you know, kind of like Street Fighter the movie when they had Street Fighter 2 the movie. Dragon Ball the movie, I think, was the cooler version where it was the brother of Frieza, right? Cooler? Or like mm-hmm. I don't know if it was the brother of Frieza, but the different version of Frieza. It's cooler. Yeah, it was cooler. I remember that being a big deal as a kid when it's just movies was just a really big deal. How old was I? I was like probably maybe 13, 14. I don't know. 12, 13. I can't remember. Yeah. A long time ago.
I think Ron and I were into way different anime than you at your age.
Yeah,
Clean it up, Angelo.
You ready?
I'm a family man. We're not gonna, you know. I know what you mean. Yeah, I see it. We all had that phase, man.
I didn't want that phase. It forced upon you, but I didn't want that phase. I was like,
It's 3 p.m. That's not, that list is not for this time. Like, yeah. That's a midnight list, dude.
This is a family. All
right, go ahead. Yeah,
that's
go ahead.
List, man. Yeah. That's go a ahead, family Angelo. List. But it was Ghost Fighter for me, I think. That was Yu Yu Hakusho, the movie, was a very big deal. I watched it in the VHS, I remember. VHS, dude, because it just came out and we're like, oh, is this the one? All right, let's watch it. Yeah, it was great.
All right.
Cried
so
hard.
My pick for number 5, I also saw this around when I was like 10 years old, I think. Maybe 11 or 12. Actually, I was a teenager already because I got this also on VHS. And nice. And I told my dad, I was like, Dad, you got to watch anime. This stuff's crazy. He had seen another film on my list, which he really liked. So he was like, yeah, let's go rent one. And let's go watch this, right?
Red one.
And I was shocked because my number 5 pick for my favorite number 5 anime of all time for films is Ninja Scroll.
Right? Oh, that was a good one.
Well, made my top 10. But
yep. can you imagine watching this with your dad?
Angelo, this made my list too. This made my list too, bro.
Yeah, it's definitely like the Lone Samurai type of story, but it's like super... It's super graphic and vicious. I didn't know what I was getting into. They just told me like, hey, it was cool. There's ninjas. But man, there's way more than ninjas on here. Look at one of these death scenes right here. The guy gets his arms pulled off. This is one of the bloodiest movies I've ever seen. Mm. I can't go down that far. super nudity. My dad definitely was just like, son, I don't know what's going through these Japanese people's heads, but I don't think children should be watching this.
I remember watching it as a kid, too. I'm just like whoa, that. This is way more than I bargained for.
But guys, it's a really good story, and it's very historical, which actually is going to lead into my question. But it's, it's not historical, but it is, like, it was kind of based on real Japanese history. Of course, like, these characters are not real. People were not like made of rocks and had living tattoos on them. But the story was amazing. It was a really, really good story. Really, really bloody and graphic. Perfect for like a preteen or early teen. It made my night. Scared the hell out of my parents. But Ninja Scroll is my pick for number 5. Right. And now my question. For 5,000 coins, right, is the historical context of this show. What government was in control of Japan during this anime? Come on, guys. There it is!
Wow, whoa, Danonymous.
Danonymous, got it. The Tokugawa Shogunate. That was a real thing, guys.
That was quick.
Tokugawa Shogunate. Yeah,
nice. That was 5,000 coins.
Our
viewers are pretty serious about these coins, and they really know their shit. Like, they know their shit.
But I was like, no. But then when I found out about the Tokugawa Shogunate, I was like, you know, because I saw the movie first, and then when I heard about the Tokugawa Shogunate and studied it in class, I was like, oh, those are those dudes from Ninja Scroll.
There you go. That's your reference. Like, you should tell your teacher. Just tell your teacher that. Yeah. That's your professor. That was Ninja Scroll.
And
I got it.
And the professor says, yes, that was them. They exactly knew who it was. Yes, so there it is, guys. Ninja Scroll, Denanimous. You win 5,000 coins.
That was quick. He answered that pretty quickly, too. I was like, yo, that was like lightning. That's way below Google. That was way below the Google. That was like real. Like, I know this. That's not, that's Google too brain. Fast to Google it. That's like,
well, Denanimous is part of the Moose fam. And the Moose fam is like, they're like the most trivia. These guys met each other on Quizmoco, which is like our trivia show, and these guys have the fastest fingers, so they know all the facts.
Wow, and
they're FAX people.
well done.
Cool. All right, moving on to number 4. Let me see. I went last, so who's asking the question for number 4?
I am asking. I believe I'm
okay.
Asking.
So you'll go last. Let's kick it off with Sonia. What is your pick for number 4?
Okay, so my pick for number 4. I had to switch this one out very few times. Like what Ron mentioned, you know, the top 3 is pretty, I know, but when it comes to like 4 or 5 or sometimes it's just really difficult. Like, man, this list was just hard.
This is hard, dude.
But going with what Ari said, I do go with personal picks, you know, like how I just like how the movie made me feel. With number 4, when I first saw this, I was just kind of like, what, how is that even okay? And then just later on it just gets really at number 4 I'm gonna go with Wolf Children. I don't know if anyone
whoa, I do not know this.
Wolf Children is number 4. So you will have
Heidi. I heard it was sad.
Hmm?
Is this the sad one?
It's a sad movie. So you have this girl who has a relationship.
Are you related to these people, Sonia? They got your ears.
Yeah, so she like has a thing for a wolf guy. So they have little wolf children, and then they have
a furry lover. I told you it's a
kind of a little bit. Yeah, that's why I was kind of like, you know, there's a scene there, a little, not really too graphic, but just the idea, you're just kind of like, wait a minute. And then they have little wolf children. And then like later on, you know, sad things happen. But, you know, they have to choose between, you know, being wolf children or human children. So it's kind of between that.
Look at them and kiss it right there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a little. Yeah.
Oh,
so wolf children comes at number 4. It's a really sad, sad one.
Is it?
Okay. Oh, look at that. They're
so cute. How could they be so cute?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
you're a happy lichen family, right? Oh,
like, oh my gosh, man. The lichen. Yeah, I had a lot of
Is that the dad right there?
That's the dad.
He's dude, look at him. He has a little ascot going on. Yeah. Look at this guy.
Shoulders. He'd be going to the gym, too.
That might not be the dad. That might be the son.
This is the dad right here. Okay,
How come they got bangs, though? They got bangs.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so son.
They got nice hair,
okay.
I would say.
I'm not, I am not ashamed of my picks anymore, because Sonia is picking furry bestiality films.
Always. You know, I don't know if you guys noticed, like, there's always ears involved in my picks. You'll notice that, like, furry people, so. Shout out to the furry. I know you're out there.
An admission, ladies and gentlemen.
Sonia, do you ever go through the people I follow on Usopp and Retro? Do you see how much furry people I follow?
That says a lot.
You should just make an Usopp and Retro furries group.
The Usopp and Retro was the Usopp and Retro IG. I transferred it from my Bastos Biz IG or Bastos Bees. And all I did was follow furries, and all I posted was furries. So if you look at all my
furries, I noticed a few furries come up there. I'm like, okay, that wasn't me. I didn't do this.
Yeah, I got really deep into like the furry vore culture. It was pretty fun.
Oh man, I didn't even know about vore until you mentioned it at the Nerd Expo. And man, I've been seeing like a lot of TikTok videos about vore now. So I'm like, I get it.
Danica's
now.
Danica's like, stop it. Danica's
I get
a furry.
It now.
Danica's a Danica. Once you like, go furry,
Saturday.
Look at Angelo. He's on fire today.
I know. Oh, right? Yeah. All right.
Okay. Okay. Wolf Children. Got it.
Yeah.
Who's next? Ari, what's your pick for number four? What's your number four favorite anime of all time?
Number four? Okay. This was a recent one. This one recently came out. Mm. And this was like, I think, last year. I don't know if you guys have seen Dragon Ball Broly. That was like...
I haven't seen it.
No. Okay, this one... Here's the thing. If you know Dragon Ball, right? If any of you all know Dragon Ball, it's mm-hmm. always just fighting. It's like,
yeah,
you know, they're yeah. strong. We gotta get strong. We gotta fight. And that's always been the MO of Dragon Ball. But this was the first time that I felt that this was the best version of what Dragon Ball could be, because the characters had so much more layers to them. Just to give you an idea, I mean, you watch Dragon Ball. There was one of my favorite scenes here where it was Bulma and Frieza trying to get the Dragon Balls to get a wish, right? Mm-hmm. And their wish was like they want to be like about
they wanna, five,
3 to 5 years younger.
Wait, what happened? They had to rub the balls to make a wish. Is that what's happening?
Yes, yes. They want to put all the Dragon Balls together. Seven of them. So it's like 2.5. Two.
That's a lot of balls.
Two and three. Yeah. So one has three. One would have three here.
Oh, okay. So one had three. Someone had an extra. I thought somebody was Gulag Nagasaki.
It was second Dragon Balls. But the good thing here was you guys have seen Dragon Balls across Dragon Ball across the year, right? Dragon Ball?
No, never? We haven't. No, never. It's so long. It's too long.
Okay. But, okay, just to give you an idea, there was a scene here back then where it was because when you get Dragon Ball, when you get all the second Dragon Balls, you can basically get any wish, right? And mm-hmm. that's been the story of Dragon Ball back then. It was always mindless fighting before, but I love that there were the layers to the characters here. There was a scene with Frieza and Bulma, separate scenes where they joke about Frieza wants to wish to be slightly a bit taller. That he's like, I want, because he's known to be short, right? Frieza and he wants to wish, yeah, Frieza there, that he's known to be short. He wants to be slightly taller, like maybe like 3 to 4 inches. So
I
it
wish
doesn't
it was
look
a bit,
like...
bit taller. I wish yeah. it was
a see that. Oh my God.
But you, I wish it here's was the a thing. Bit you, he said because if he wished that he was way, way taller, it would be too obvious. And it obviously shows that he was conscious about those things. He was having this conversation with his like subordinates.
See, the Nanimus said 5 centimeters taller.
You got it. You got it, man. 5 centimeters crazy, taller, man. Right?
That's
great. You got it, bro. You got it. And Bulma wanted to be like a little bit younger, right? So what happens is you never see that with the Dragon Ball characters. You never see that layer of character. And I thought, I'm like, oh my God, this is Dragon Ball pulled off with layers. Like their characters had so much layers to them. And I was just like, I loved it. It was like, exactly. It was storytelling. I loved seeing these sides of characters, these layers of characters from, you know, these are characters I grew up with. And to see them like mm-hmm. that, I was just like, dude, I loved it.
It's a different angle. It's a different angle.
It was a great, execution of, I think, what the best version of Dragon Ball could be in regards to really just putting out the characters of... just bringing more life to them and bringing more character to them. So I loved it. And it was great, dude. Fight scenes were great. It was classic Dragon Ball. Animation was great. This was a great one. This was such
I'm going to be watching this now.
Okay, I'm going to watch it because I've been wanting to watch one movie that could just sum it all up because I do not want to watch 300 episodes of Dude going.
That's the best version. For me, if you're going to watch it, just watch that. Don't watch anything else. Because for me, this is the best execution of the Dragon Ball characters. And it's such a good... It's good. It's good. It's really good.
This made a lot of people's... it's one of the only Dragon Ball movies that's on these top anime lists. So this movie really does mean something to... So Dragon Ball fans, I guess, if it's listed up there as those ones to watch.
Yeah, this is the one. Like, for me, for the Dragon Ball movies, I found this was the best one. This was the best one.
You hear that, guys? If you guys have always wanted to watch a Dragon Ball movie but don't have time to watch 300 episodes, watch this one. Watch Broly.
Man, Dragon watch Ball One Broly. Dude, One Piece has nothing on One Piece.
Like, 900 yeah, a lot.
All right. Crazy amount. All right. Crazy amount of episodes.
All right. I'm going to go with my pick for number four. My number four favorite anime film of all time is Ghost in the Shell, the original one.
Yeah.
Because it's like one of those animes that I got through it. I understood it, and I felt smarter for watching it.
Game changer, what do you call it? Anime movies I ever saw. So yeah, that almost made my list as well. The live action, I wasn't mad at it. A lot of people were.
Mad at the live action, other than the cultural appropriation.
The only thing I didn't like about it.
But you can't win them all, dude. It was still a great film. But that's the live action. We're talking about the anime right now. The reason why the anime is also great is because my titos really love that film for a couple of scenes, right? And shout out to one of the greatest food companies in Southeast Asia, San Miguel, There we go.
There you go.
San Miguel in Ghost in the Shell.
Yes, very well represented. This is one of my favorite scenes when they were hanging out on the little junket boats or whatever they're called and floating around Hong Kong. And growing up watching this thing, I couldn't wait to taste my first San Miguel. So thank you for encouraging child
to drink. Yes.
Children to drink. Very and I good. Was like, they're all like, what? San Miguel is from the Philippines and it's in this anime. It's super tight. And everybody's sipping on a San Mig. Dude, this is dope. So
sipping on a San Mig on a Saturday. Cool.
Look, I wonder if they didn't pay for that, right? That was just they just drew Sandvig, right? That's crazy.
I didn't notice that. That's weird. Okay, wow.
That's so cool. Right? I didn't know that's cool.
That makes Ghost in the Shell even cooler, right? Because I was waiting for it on the live action. I was like, yo, are they gonna pull up San Miguel? Are they gonna pull up San Miguel? Right? All right, Ron. Let's get to your 5,000 coin pick for number four, dude. What is your pick for number four?
Easy one. It was mentioned already to me. Mm-hmm. This was the Wu-Tang of anime for me. You know what I mean? And it was, it's a Ninja Scroll. This is one of those movies. This is one of those movies when it first came out, you would go to your friend's house and it didn't matter what part it would be on. You would sit down and you would watch it. And eventually, you would probably piece it all together. It was kind of like watching Pulp Fiction. You know how when Pulp Fiction first came out, everyone kind of had it on their, on their video. So, like, Ninja Scroll to me was just, like, so dope. Again, this is, like, the Wu-Tang of anime for me, around the same time, too. You know, that's when hip-hop was really, really good. So, a lot of us, when we'd be freestyling, you know what I mean? You might drop in a Ninja Scroll reference, you know what I mean? In your bars or whatever. So, again, just a classic movie. And for 5,000 coins, guys, this one's really, really easy. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite eras ever. But, just let me know. Let us know in the comments right now. What year did this movie come out? Very easy, guys. Let us know.
Let's go.
What year did this come out? There you go.
1993.
I was a preteen when I saw this. I was 12 years old when my dad rented this movie for me.
Shout out to Pochi Max. Shout out to Pochi Max. All right.
Pochi Max, congratulations. But you win 5,000 points.
Again, go watch Ninja Scroll, guys, if you guys want to see some violent-ish. You know what I'm saying?
But no. It's not violent. It's violent, but a good narrative. It's not just violence.
I thought in pieces until I got myself an actual copy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like Fist of the North Star was just kind of violent. Like it was just kind of violent. I think like Dragon Ball was just very violent. But Ninja Scroll had a great narrative with the violence. Because I think in the 90s, everything was over the top, dude. You had to be super violent. Like just to stand out,
Hey there! Alex Calliera here. Bakit ako nandito? Kasi gusto kong ipaalam sa'yo na may podcast din ako. It's called Punchline with Alex Calliera. I talk about everything. Serious, happy, sad, pero sa dulo, may punchline or may comedy. Again, it's Punchline with Alex Calliera. Available on Spotify o kung saan ka man kumukuha o naikinig ng podcast. Namumukhaan kita, ilist ako pangalan mo, kaya see you there.
Yeah. All right. Are we going to go to number three picks? Number three picks?
Yeah.
Go to number three.
The nitty gritty picks.
Sun is going last. I went before Sun. Ari, what is your pick for your number three most favorite anime of all time?
I was thinking if this was considered anime, but I would say yes, since it was animated anyway. Final Fantasy Advent Children. Have you guys seen that one? Advent Children?
Yes, I have seen the Advent
Not
Children.
This one, though.
This one, what if you are a Final Fantasy fan, if you grew up playing Final Fantasy, there you go. There you go. They've seen this one. This was just seeing your favorite characters and seeing materia, seeing all the weapons that you've used playing the video game.
Dude,
they pulled it off so well. That Bahamut fight scene, Johan, Danny, you guys know what I'm talking about. There was this, Johan, there was this Bahamut fight scene where all these characters were helping out, and then you saw like the final fight between Cloud and Sephiroth after that. It was so good. There was just so much action going on. There was even this chase scene where they were fighting on their bikes. And literally, this was one of the few movies where I literally thought to myself, I hate my life right now. I want to live this sort of situation because it was so good. You're like, God damn, this is so good. I love this movie when Yuffie was still yapping about materia. There you go, Patrick. I know what you mean by that. It's like, my materia. I remember that. That was a great one. I know that scene, Patrick. But this had amazing fight scenes. Freaking Tifa looking badass with her outfit there. And this is just this was a really great one. And what I loved is if you played Final Fantasy remake, they reference a few Advent Children things, which I thought was really, really cool. This was definitely this was a great one. This hit me like probably one of the strongest emotionally because I was a kid who grew up playing Final Fantasy VII and VIII mostly. Those were my two favorites. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Seven on the screen like this and seeing, you know, my favorite characters just the badassery was just sick. This was a great one. This is a great movie. This is a really great movie.
I'm just looking.
The Tifa rabbit hole. Everyone is just simping over Tifa, man. I swear to God, dude. Look at Angelo. It just works straight up. I'm like, yep. Don't worry, Angelo. This is a normal thing.
And I fell down a wormhole beeline
straight to Tifa. I'm just like, wait, I'm not. Yeah. Like, just like, let me see this.
Tifa, you said what Tifa was wearing, and then I said Tifa. Then I suggested Tifa cosplay, and I was like, oh yeah, that's like Tifa.
Look at his face. He's going into it. I'm like, Tifa rabbit hole. I'm just like, don't worry, man. Don't worry, man. That is absolutely normal. Everyone loved Tifa. Everyone wanted her to be the Cloud. You are. This is the normal reaction to it.
I remember
when they see you doing that, they were going like this, Angelo. That's right, Angelo. That's right.
Even people listening on Spotify are like, yep. Yeah.
Bless you. Go down that rabbit hole, sir. But yeah, this was a great one.
All right, I'm going to go with my number three pick now, guys. And then my number three pick, so I do like those like really, really violent and very like not kid-friendly animes. But I also like the kid-friendly animes. I'm going to go with my number three pick, Princess Mononoke.
Oh, yo!
Definitely made my top 10.
It was such a cool story. I mean, I'm a huge Ghibli fan. And let's pull up the Princess Mononoke cosplay. So Princess Mononoke is super, super dope. I really, really like the story. I grew up in the U.S. and we were watching like Disney movies. And to me, it's like these things were like just way cooler Disney movies, dude. Princess Mononoke was super, super sick. And one of my favorites. I actually wanted to. So I really love this movie, and I wanted to buy an original animation cell for this movie, but they wanted like $2,000 for it. So I opted for the $100 Optimus Prime one instead. But yeah, it's really cool. But yes, wow. this, Yeah, Princess Mononoke, fire, mm-hmm. or whatever. Yeah. It's fire, guys.
No, I agree. I definitely like agree. Mononoke. Yep.
Yeah, it's fire.
For sure. Yeah.
Cool. Who's next? Ron, did you go? Ron, did you do your number three yet?
Number three, one, two, three. Oh no, I did not.
Number three.
My number three. This one is a little different, just because I think at the time I wanted something that was more realistic. So when I had came across this entire series or movies or this character, I mean, I was really really into it. And this is GoGo 13. This came out in 1998. This is a Queen Bee movie, and
I've never seen that one.
Go, man, badass. I mean, if you're okay. into, you know, like realistic, I mean, this is about, like, you know, assassinations, and, you know, he's a hitman.
Well, okay, Ron.
I'm getting some Lupin vibes with this dude.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought as well, actually.
And I was gonna,
I have the Nintendo game of this.
Angelo, I was going to say, my first introduction into GoGo 13 was an actual video game, which was a great game. Mm-hmm. And I did not know that it was an actual anime. So I had first seen the one that came out in 98.
What is happening there, Ron? What's going on here?
Oh, great. Great scene. Great scene, by the way. Great scene. But GoGo 13 is really, really, I mean, it's just, it's one of those movies that, or it's just one of those animes that, you know, you're watching a crime thriller, you know what I mean? It's those type of vibes. There's no fantasy going on. There's nothing like mm-hmm. that going on. The art has always been cool. I know the version that came out in like 1983 was a little bit more rough. The one that came out in 98. Was a little bit more, you know, the reception was more well received. So yeah, I'm gonna go with that one. That's one of my.
Well, it's just a live action.
Yeah, Sonny Chiba.
Sonny Chiba. That is played, all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I remember getting a five pack of Sonny Chiba movies because GoGo 13 was you know, part of that five.
What do you think
pack.
Of that, though?
Wait,
is that real? Is that happening? GoGo 13 with Dave Bautista?
Oh, yeah.
That could be like a fan fantasy thing, maybe.
How do you feel about that, Ron? It's wrestling.
I would like to. I mean, it is my bag. It is my bag.
Ron, you got to be that. That should be your Halloween costume, dude. Like
Bautista?
Topless assassin. Like, look at that, dude.
It
looks tight.
GoGo.
He's not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, I don't know if they want to see the rifles out.
Dude, he's rocking the J-Fro, dude. That's so tight, dude.
Shout out to Sonny Chiba, man.
He kind of looks like a porn star, but all right.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I am definitely on my list. Thank you, Ron.
Goldberg's porn star.
Hey, yo.
He's like Buff Lupin, man. You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is funny, but I think Lupin might have, Lupin probably came before. Shout out to Lupin the Third, too, but I'm just saying, yeah. You kind of get those vibes though, too.
He does have a Lupin. That's a more of like
him
a
in the scope right there. That's a very famous picture.
Dude,
yeah, with
like
the
like a Miami Vice meets Lupin.
Dude, her name is Queen
that's
B.
What I'm getting.
Yeah,
Queen B. The heroine is Queen B. That's so tight, dude.
That's awesome. Ooh, cool.
Yeah,
she got her Beyonce vibes going on there, dude.
Yeah,
I remember buying that.
Yeah, dude. I think Beyonce was Beyhive. I think we got we're
Beyhive.
Yeah, we got the influence right here.
I was gonna say too. Shout out to Tower Records. I bought this anime at Tower Records when it first dropped too.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's why it's so like yeah, memorable for
right
me
there.
Too.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Memories, nice.
All right, Sonya, what is your 5,000 coin pick for number three favorite anime of all time?
All right, so number three, I'm pretty sure everyone has heard of this one. This is actually, this almost made my number one. This movie, like when I meet somebody who has not seen anime or is not into anime, I show them this movie. This is like my sort of like my gateway, I think, to anime. I think it's a good intro. I'm giving, and I love Studio Ghibli. I love like all anything Studio Ghibli. Mm. I'm just a huge fan of. So number three goes to Spirited Away. I absolutely love this movie. I think it's absolutely beautiful. I love the story. I love the characters. It's absolutely just gorgeous. Just such a gorgeous movie. Like the music, the anime, everything about this movie is amazing. If you, for some reason, like me, once upon a time was not into anime, watch this movie or show somebody you know who would probably like this movie. Just this is just something that everybody needs to see. Everyone needs to see this.
Agreed. Great movie.
Arguably the greatest, one of the, if not the greatest anime of all time, arguably. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, that's why it's almost been my number one. Oh, yeah. Why is Ariana Grande?
She got a tattoo hero. Inspired by the movie.
Oh, awesome. Okay, that's cool. I approve.
Okay. Yeah.
I approve.
I did that.
Yes.
All right, let's get, yeah, you want to ask your 5,000 coin question?
Yes. All right. So my 5,000 coin question is, I think I have my there. So who?
Hi, Lola.
There are two of these, right? So what are the names of the twins, of the old witch twins in the movie?
Oh, wow. Spirited
Away.
Is that right? I
Anybody?
See.
There's
Bubba.
There's Baba Yaga and Zeniba.
There you go. Zeniba and Yubaba. There you go. Lava knows.
Lava
knows. Pasta. I still Lava don't know how to say your name, but there you go.
Lava knows.
So there's two of them. Ah, bonus. Know. Okay, there's no bonus, but Lava, do you know who's older? Who's the older?
I'd say the shorter one.
The younger one?
Because you hunch over when you get old, right? So I'm like,
Yubaba? Yubaba? Was it Yubaba?
Yubaba is the Zeniba is the older one. Yes, Patrick. There you go. Zeniba. Zeniba,
but that wasn't the official question. Lava got the official
question. No, Lava, yeah, let's just say that. No bonus whatsoever. Sorry, Patrick. You get bragging rights.
All right.
You get bragging rights and a hug from me when you finally like visit. All right, Lava. Okay. Can I actually get your name? I'm actually gonna...
Patrick's from Hong Kong, right?
Yes.
Hey Patrick. Hey, dude. That's you know, I always wanted to visit Hong Kong because of Ghost in the Shell, and I wanted to go sip a San Mig on one of them boats.
San Mig, I love Hong Kong.
When all this clears up, I want to go hang out with you, Patrick, in Hong Kong. Let's do
that.
Oh,
dude, can I come? Can I go with you guys? Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah. Hey, but you have to come in cosplay, Sonia.
Done. Patrick is on all of my streams where I like dress up and stuff. So I done.
Hello, fellow podcast listeners. Hi, my name is JC Tevez. Just dropping by to say hello to you. I do have a podcast if you want to listen to it. It's called Tevez of the Best. I just talk about my own life, but you might learn something new if you stick around over there. I just try to make it relatable. So it is available wherever you listen to your favorite podcast on Podcast Network Asia or whatever you listen to. Okay, so maybe after this one that you're listening to, give this one a shot. Tevez of the Best, thanks. And see you there later.
All right. We're going to get into the top two, guys. Top two.
Top two. Here we go.
This is Ron, so you'll go last. I'll go first. Mine is super easy, guys. My number one could be. It's clear. I like the other one way more than this one. But. The one that got me started, watching anime in the first place, got my dad started watching it. You got to give it up, dude. Akira.
Ah, yes. Akira
is my number two favorite anime. Guys, how many of you guys have seen Akira? Akira. I can't even pronounce it anymore.
A lot of people say Akira, but I think it is Akira, no?
Yeah.
Akira.
Right?
It's definitely Akira. If you go for the Japanese, I would say Akira.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was so young when I saw this, dude. I totally didn't get it.
Does anybody in the chat box, can you please comment a fire emoji?
Is it shit or lit?
Is it shit or lit, guys? Can you... How many of you guys have seen Akira?
Or
you guys
have it? Funny Girl says it's fire.
Yeah, this is tight.
Fire. Yeah, this is definitely like for sure.
This deals with like this is like my this is like everything. This is basically what made me into like who I am. This movie. It's like the cyberpunk gangs and this is like this was it was super deep. I still, every time I watch this movie,
it's so badass right there. I get a different
interpretation of this film. It's like one of those films that's very heady, and when you think about it, It's cool. What? No way, dude. 2021, they're coming out with a movie.
They've been talking about a live action for a really long time. Yeah. So I think now it looks like it's actually going to be happen. I feel like it's been in development hell for like such a long time. I remember one of the first things I heard about
this. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That would be amazing. If that's happening, I'm on board if that's really happening. I remember one of the first rumors I heard, this was years ago during Tumblr days, like 2008, 2009. I remember they were saying Leonardo DiCaprio was going to be in Akira. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Don't do that.
But that's how long they've been talking about this movie for, like, that's how long it's been. So if this is going to happen, let's see. 2021, I'm ready.
If you haven't learned, dude, cast Japanese people in an anime.
I know, man.
Anyways. I know. So one thing to do look forward to is the IMAX release is happening. I don't know if the IMAX theaters in the Philippines are open, but they redid Akira and recently in IMAX and 4K. Hopefully it comes to the Philippines. This is something I'd risk my face mask to go watch.
Same. Like, we need to have more anime movies being screened here in the big screen. Like, I think they did Your Name and maybe Weathering with You.
Dragon Ball Broly, they did that here as well.
Okay, so they need to do more of those here. Like,
I think it's going
to
happen. I think now there's this, like, thanks to Netflix as well for, like, you know, I would say Netflix is one of those people, one of those institutions, brands that really put anime out there in the mainstream for everyone. Because you're just like,
for sure,
whoever made that decision in Netflix, big check, man. Give that dude a raise, dude.
Yes.
All right. Let's go with Ari. What is your pick for number two favorite anime of all time?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. Oh, wait. Really quick. I wanted to mention to Ron. Ron, since you loved, have you seen Kengan Ashura since you love Fist of the North Star? Have you seen that one?
No,
bro,
I haven't.
I'm telling you, if you love Baki, if you love Fist of the North Star, Kengan Ashura on Netflix, I'm telling you, man.
Okay, gotcha.
You will love it. Dude, this is like mixed martial arts.
How do you spell that? How do you spell it?
Kengan Ashura here. I'll put it on chat.
Is it complete though, Ari? Is it complete?
It's complete.
Thank you.
Kengan Ashura. I type it. Dude, I'm telling you, you guys will I guarantee that all of you guys will love it. Like, you would love it. Like, anyway. It's if you love think UFC anime but bigger in a Japanese big stage. It's like it reminds me of Baki and stuff. I was just like, dude, this is like it is, so, and the story is so good. Like, you would love this. It's great. Like, awesome. I highly recommend it. Okay, so my number two is man. Again, these are things that hit me emotionally. The last Naruto movie, it's called The Last and Then Dash Naruto Movie. This was released man, this was just not too long ago. This was a few years back. This was the movie where Naruto, I don't know if you guys watch Naruto, but
I haven't started yet because there's just like how many
I watch that with my son Aaron, you know what I mean? That's me and my son's jam, actually.
Really? Have you seen this one? Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
Okay, this was the movie for me. Like, if you do the ships, if you have your ships, right? You ship this cup. This was where Naruto and Hinata, of course, his, you know, the one he ends up you know, marrying, having kids with. This is where they officially develop. This is where you see them really officially, where he makes the move and something happens, and I'm just like, I was going crazy. I was with my fiance, my wife now, my girlfriend then.
Please
Monica.
Tell Monica I say hello.
Yes, she's there. Yeah, she's taking care of our little one right there downstairs. So she's doing great. Thank you. I was at Cebu Pacific. We were watching this. We downloaded it for the phones, and I was freaking out. And my wife Monica was just like, "Just be quiet." I'm just like, "Oh my god!"
Your wife was telling you to shut up.
Telling me to shut up. I was like, "He's making me gonna get out." This scene. I was so happy for them.
I was just, oh my god, it was. I was doing that because I'm the whole actor. That's not the one. It's that the one with the light. Yes. There you go.
Pretty.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. No, this was just like this
I'd watch this one.
Stop it.
I know. Okay.
That's how they had the kids. That's how they had the kids. There you go. That's not a real scene, though.
So Naruto courting is like Terrace House, right? That's what I'm getting from this vibe. Because it looks like they have to go. Remember in Terrace House, in order for them to hook up, they had to go through the entire season before somebody held somebody's hand in Terrace House?
You could say it was the build-up. It was actually was it like that? No. Naruto was obviously the type who was a little bit oblivious to like and realizing how he felt about her during this time. They're just like, "Oh shit, I like this girl." And then next thing you know, "Oh shit, I have feeling. Oh shit, I love this girl." Then next thing you know, that's it. That was like great.
It's Naruto Killig, the movie.
I love it. Yeah. If you followed the series, man, this was such a satisfying emotional moment for fans of these two.
So this makes me want to watch the series first before watching the actual movie.
It's amazing. It's my number one. Right. Like Naruto is just like it's just great. It takes that's me and my wife's favorite.
Two. I thought that's your number two.
Yeah, we've been watching it.
Now I want to see what your number one is.
Sonya, what is your pick for your number two favorite anime of all time?
Okay, so now my number two. When I first saw this, I was just kind of like blown away with how I, because I have really strange, like really weird dreams. Like it's just normal for me to have weird dreams. I thought everybody had weird dreams. Apparently not. So when I watched it, I'm like, oh my god, this is literally how I dream. So when I watched Paprika, I don't know if anybody. Paprika is my number two, and this is literally how I dream. Like that's how I dream. Like it's just crazy, super vivid, super crazy, just imaginative, like insane. What?
Paprika.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Okay. Yeah. So, that's my number two for sure. I didn't like the song, though. That weird song in the beginning. Like, how does it go? I can't remember. That's kind of annoying. But everything else is great.
Okay. I don't.
Yeah.
You know what?
The imagery is so cool.
I'm a sucker for girls with bangs like that, though. So I'll probably watch that for sure.
You need to see this, Ron. You need to see this.
As Perfect Blue.
Okay.
Yeah, Perfect Blue. Yeah, I've heard about it.
Make sure to have a little bit of that while you.
Okay.
He died right after making this movie, actually.
No.
Yeah, this is the last movie he made. The guy that created Perfect Blue.
What?
Yeah. I think he died. Hold on. I don't want to confirm how he died, but I think he died because of his mental issues. I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
But I remember like he had a different perspective on life. So this is your brain on anime.
That's literally that's basically how I would describe it. This is my brain on anime. Paprika.
Okay. So I agree. It's very like Twin Peaks-ish, like style.
Okay, that's my bag right there. That's my bag.
Yeah, it's a fever dream.
It's like having a fever dream.
David Lynch.
David Lynch did an anime. He's like the David Lynch of anime. So he did Tokyo Godfathers, Perfect Blue.
Perfect Blue. I've heard of. I've Tokyo never got Godfathers, to see it.
I do know. Perfect Blue is tight. It's like this. It's dope. They were gonna make my list, but I don't really watch them too often. Like the ones I put on my list are the ones I watch all the time.
Okay.
Cool. And then Son, is it you or Ron? You know, Ron's asking the question. Do you have any other thoughts on this, or you want to move it to Ron?
Bunny Girl's I was waiting for someone to mention Paprika. Yay!
Yeah, Paprika's dope. Okay, let's go to Ron for his 5,000 coin pick.
Ooh.
Right? Here we go. Here we go.
We'll do this one real easy since, you know, I think we're good on time, but we'll just keep it moving. My number two was mentioned already, but this was the first anime that I saw in the theaters. In the theaters. And when we went to the theaters, it was full. So it sucks having to sit in the front of the theater, right? How much more so for an anime? But I enjoyed it, though. And it was mentioned already, Princess Mononoke. This is crazy. Princess Mononoke.
I remember when it came out in the theater. So like
it was like a huge thing. It was big, and I was just like, wow, you know. And this is at a time when
Disney started sucking. Like just remember when Disney came out with those lame ass movies?
Yes. Yeah.
This is right before Pixar bailed them out. It was like Disney came out with all these hits, and then I think Mulan was like the last hit, right? And then after Mulan, they came out with a bunch of misses like Treasure Island, and then
What
was the other one? The Frog Prince, and then so they came out with a whole bunch of misses. Right. And then during that era, this is when like Princess Mononoke and Ghibli started coming to the States, and it was just like.
It was almost kind of like a second coming of anime, where it kind of died down a little bit, and then all of a sudden when this came out, for it to come out in the movie theaters, you know, like me and my friends who were a little bit older than me at the time, you know, there's like, you know, we would go and watch just dumb movies or whatever that was out. So we're like, hey, let's go check this out. This is coming out in theaters. We got to go see this because we see the commercial on primetime TV. That was never, ever seen before where you would watch, you could be watching, you know, something on at 8 p.m. and all of a sudden a Princess Mononoke commercial would come on. So, you know, for that to come out was just huge. And a lot of nerds in the theaters too, you know what I mean, you know, so that was special. So guys, just real quick, for 5,000 coins, just give me the year that this wonderful masterpiece came out. Just give us a year. What year did Princess Mononoke come out? Moninke, congratulations, you won 5,000 coins.
There
you go,
Moninke, on the show. Yes, 5,000 coins to Moninke.
Oh yeah, I think it's safe to say that Hayao Miyazaki is the Walt Disney of Japan.
Oh man, I mean, anything,
he hates Walt Disney.
For sure.
That dude just hates America.
And like Totoro is like his Mickey Mouse, you know what I mean? So,
All right, cool. Yeah. All right, we're down to our number one picks. Eric's going to be asking the question, so he's going to be going last. Yeah. You're going to be going last. So, you got to ask a question about your pick. Let me see. I'll just go first. I'll just get it out of the way, dude. Number one enemy of all time. It's number one because it's like this is probably the anime that like I probably hooked up to the most.
oh my god!
No, Angelo, no.
Really? Are you gonna ruin? Are you gonna
bro, dude?
Oh,
what is it?
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
It's like in college, just like, hey, have you guys seen have you seen My Neighbor Totoro? This is before Netflix and chill. Then
they're like, Totoro and Tap.
Totoro.
No, dude, don't do that. Nadine's
Is this the one to use?
Come on, man.
Is this the one to use? Is this the one?
No. Dude,
yeah, Nadine, is this his move?
Nadine, Totoro. My Neighbor Totoro, dude.
I mean, I wouldn't smash to it, but I love this.
No, you're not smash to it. I'm just joking, dude. It's my inside joke to Nadine, actually.
Oh my god, okay.
No. But this is like
I was about to say, Sonya.
This movie is dope. This movie is so dope. It's like it's cool. Like, hey, let's go. Like, if I still remember the song. It's just a cool story. It's like you know, Cat Bus.
Yeah,
come on,
man.
Cat Bus is tight, dude. Okay, so basically this when I saw this movie, it's just a cool movie that you could just throw on and watch, and then like every time you watch it's a little bit sad, it's a little bit fun. You know what I really like about it? It reminds you of being a kid again. Like, you know, like the adventures they go off. Like, it reminded me of me being like 5 years old again and just running off with my friends and doing like, you know, getting into crazy adventures in our heads. So this is like, you know, what Totoro is for me. So if you guys, this is my number one. I always watch this. It kicked off the whole Ghibli fascination for me. Bus. I wish I had a cat bus. I want a Totoro bed. I want a Totoro everything.
Yeah, no, I agree. I saw the giant Totoro like sleeping bag. What's it called? The bean bag. I was like, dude,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. The big old, my neighbor Totoro.
Toto furry. Yeah. Oh no. Oh no, Danica, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't do it. Oh, I want it so bad.
Yeah. Look how tight that looks. I want that.
Right. That's so fun. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I agree.
Let's go. Let's go with Ron.
Ron.
It's
gonna be interesting. It's gonna be really good.
I already know what it is.
Yes, we already know what it is. The greatest of all time, Akira.
Akira.
Tetsuo Kaneda. Tetsuo Kaneda. I mean,
that is going to be an audiogram. That alone, right there.
Thank you.
That's an audiogram.
Thank you. Again, guys, this is before the days.
Oh, look at this! Oh my God, that's so tight.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a tight one.
Shout out to the five head, though, for sure.
When you first watched this as a kid, you went from watching Saturday morning cartoons to all of a sudden losing your innocence. I felt I lost my innocence watching something like this. And I was probably about 9. This came out about 88, 89.
Same,
so when this came out, this completely blew my mind, and who doesn't like motorcycles as a kid? So of course the iconic bike, and not only that, but if you rewatch this throughout the years and you just see how complex and messed up this entire story is, you know what I mean? It's really just it's one of those animes I think I'm not sure if they could even do it justice on film if they were to ever try. It would take a lot.
But I like it because it's inspired from real life biker gangs, the Bozozoku of Japan.
I mean, who didn't want a red jacket with a pill on the back like that? You know what I'm saying?
Guys, this was the 80s, this was the 70s and 80s gangs of Japan.
Yeah.
And they were like, it was a real thing. Like these bikes were styled after a real, like, you know, a real thing that was going on in Japan. Like these were real street gangs in Japan. Like dude, like for us Phil-Ams, this was like the Japanese menace to society.
and I don't mean to sound cliche or whatever, but maybe during that time for a lot of Filipinos like me, this is like the godfather of anime. This is like, you know what I'm saying? So like, this is it. And again, no CGI, no CG, everything is hand drawn there. So when you see the cities, I mean, the city moving, and I mean, it's just incredible. Just such an incredible, I mean, look, Kanye West, you know, is hugely influenced by, you know, this movie. You know, look at a lot of the, you know, content that he's done over the years with this. A lot of people are influenced by this, you know, the look, the style.
It's great,
Do you ever see people with a pill jacket on and you're just like nod at them going, nice jacket, bro.
Yeah, and you get jealous automatically. You get jealous automatically because you're like, man, what's cooler, a Michael Jackson jacket or that jacket? You know,
no, this one for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. Nice. Oh, man.
This is the type of movie that I'd watch again because I was like
very
young. So, you know how you know you watch movies when you're like around 9 or 10 or around that age where you don't really have the emotional capability to kind of grasp it yet?
And I couldn't. You couldn't.
Yeah, this is the type where if you watch now, you'd be like, oh my God, this is just genius. Like because you have that emotional maturity to appreciate it. There's so many anime I watched as a kid that I would love to watch now. Like, given the time, if I can just watch it all and just appreciate
Return of the Overfiend.
Yeah, just to kind of appreciate it again. But yeah, for
he is on fire today. He is on fire today.
He's on fire.
Yes.
Okay, do not Google that.
No, please Google that.
Everyone's going to Google it now. So,
what is it? If you're into that.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, my God, Ron.
What is it? What are you
I'll message you later. Let's just say. What's the thing? It's one of those like mysterious things that you heard about when you were like in high school and junior high. Like, yo, have you seen this thing? And like, you know, like, no way, that doesn't exist. And then you see it like, oh my God, that thing is real.
it's real. Like that. Oh God. Yeah, okay.
It's one of those things. It's one of those things that shall not be named.
All right. It's so funny how so many people joined when you said that. They're like,
it's like an influx of people.
Just like, did you say over, like, yo, like, there's an influx. I'm like, oh, yo, my boy. That my guy is cultured. He's part of the group. Okay.
Cultured.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, other stuff we pulled up in this show. All right, let's go to number two. Sonia, what is your pick for number two?
For number one, I think we're still on number one, right? We are on number one. All right, so number one, again, shout out to Ghibli. Is it Ghibli or Ghibli? Like, I've always been saying it Ghibli.
I went wrong. Ghibli. I don't right? know. I just go Ghibli. But
can we like, yeah. Ghibli. Anyways, Ghibli. Whatever.
Ghibli dropping like it's hot.
Right. So this one was almost my number three. Where Spirited Away was almost my number one. But like this one became my number one because I've seen this one a lot of times. I actually will watch this one again when we log off. It's just one of my really feel good movies, and it's just really fun and super cute. And number one is going to The Cat Returns. The Cat Returns, Hayao Miyazaki, I believe, is number one.
I know this one.
I've seen
both the Japanese dub and the English dub. The English dub, I mean, I think I believe it's Anne Hathaway plays the main character.
Oh, wow.
So she's the voice actor for Ono. So this is just great. I mean, you have, you know, characters like the Tuxedo Cat, and you have like, just if you're into cats and if you're into anime, watch this movie.
Yes, I remember this movie. Like, this movie's so fun, guys.
Super fun movie.
Yeah, I just saw this maybe a couple of weeks ago. It was really good.
I haven't seen this.
It's super cute. Oh, you definitely have to see this one. So yeah, the gist is like this, you know, school, this girl, she like completely hates her boring life. She gets kidnapped by a bunch of cats and kidnapped into cat world. She becomes a cat. I don't want to spoil too much. Just watch the movie. It's great. It's really fun. There she is
nice,
right there.
Nice. There
Sonia
has a thing for like animal people.
I'm just gonna say it. I'm a furry. What can I say?
She's in a werewolf. You know what I'm saying? She's in a werewolf.
Werewolf and cat.
I like this guy. The white tuxedo cat. That dude is hilarious, dude.
Oh yeah, no, he's and the big guy. The big guy is cool too. And then the king, the cat king. He's the Persian cat king. He's really really funny.
I don't know why this chick is freaking out, dude. That's my dream. Like if hella cats just came on me like that.
That many cats.
That's my dream. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Definitely.
Great pick.
Number one for me.
I feel like that guy right
there. I got a bunch of records, so that's great. Yeah. All right, I actually listed all of them down.
All right, Ari, let's get with your 5,000 coin pick, dude. What is your number one anime
I'm a sucker for like love stories. So I mean, I'm it's not my wife freaking out because we both watch anime together. We both love anime. I'm the one that freaks out. She's the one just like, what's wrong with you? I'm like,
no, you're like, into the Hugo line.
I'm that one. Your name, Kimi no Na.
Yes. Oh man, this one almost came by this too.
I have never had. I would say never, but this is one of those films for me where the writing, pace, and music just hit you like it was just. It was perfect. Like you can't use the word perfect for so many films where it's just pulled off so well. The music, build up, and pace, the characters, everything. And for me, it's just the music, bro, and the animation, the way they set it up to that, just the climax of the end. Mm-hmm. I have never cried so much in an anime.
Oh, really?
Admission.
I cried for like a long time. I'm just like, I'm crying for too long, man. I'm like,
for too long.
I'm like, oh, like this is just.
I can see Monica just, like, what are you doing?
She was just like, what's wrong
like,
with
relax,
you?
Relax, dude.
Yeah, what, if,
when it comes to dogs, like anything, she's the one who just goes. I'm like, why don't you ever cry with these things? Then I realized her weakness, it was dogs. So we watched like so when I put on Marley and Me, she just like, then I had to console her.
Oh, yeah, if she hasn't seen Wolf Children, have her see Wolf Children.
No, she's not gonna do it. Like even the Hachiko, she doesn't even want to watch Hachiko because she'd be like,
oh,
she's just
Hachiko.
Like, she's not ready for it. But yeah, just going back to Your Name, man, that was just like, I'm going with what made me feel the most. This one, nice. I was just, this was just recent. This was just a few years back. And I was just like, oh my God, it was so well made. And even now, like I play music, like when I'm hang out with my son, let's say when it's Daddy Judy, I play like some Your Name music, like in the background. It's such, I tear up. Like, I love you so much.
You're so squishy. I love it.
I hope you don't go through a national, whoever you love, make sure you don't have to go through all of that. But it's just such a good film in regards to just execution. Like I would just say the execution of that film was just almost perfect. It was, I would say, perfect. Music, everything. It was just like, it was just great. I love this film so much. It was so good.
Nice.
Great film.
Yeah.
But for
it's on Netflix for anybody who wants to watch it.
But for 5,000 coins, Gary.
5,000 coins.
I got you.
Guys, no name fans. 5,000 coins.
This is easy. Just give me the name of the female lead character for Your Name, for Kimi no Na wa. What's her name? Give me her full name.
What's her name?
I'll give it to Mikey. Yeah, Mitsuha.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it to Mikey. Just a Mitsuha. Yeah. Just a Mitsuha. Yeah. Just her name.
There it is, guys.
Shout out to Mikey.
We got through another top list.
Congratulations.
Did we miss anything? Like, what didn't we say that should have been on your list?
No, there's so many, dude. Like, there's this was such a hard list. Man. I was thinking it was hard to put this together. I'm like, okay, I have to write that one off. I have to not include this. Can I just have an honorable mention just within the Hopeless Romantic one?
Yeah, for sure. Go.
Girl Who Leapt Through Time. That was a great one.
That almost made my list too.
I was just like, man, that was a great one too. Like,
yeah,
unexpectedly, just hit you like a truck. Like, unexpected. I'm like, you're like, oh, this is great. And at the end, you're like,
my honorable mention is That's my honorable mention.
Return of the Overseer.
Yeah, that one was mine. Yes,
I don't think I've seen this one.
There's three of them. I was gonna say there's Return, Legend. There's Legend of the Overfiend. There's Return. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah, those two are the.
I'm checking this out.
Sorry, Erie,
late night
for sure.
After are done. Erie,
Mr.
After all,
this is not three. This is not afternoon.
My honorable mention, I don't know why this was not mentioned at all, but this almost made my list, but I was like, nah, this one's too obvious. But it still holds a special place in my heart. I don't think I've ever ugly cried in a movie as hard as I did when I watched Grave of the Fireflies. Like that one.
I'm not ready for that.
That just hurt. I was just like, no.
I haven't even watched it. I still have the download in my file. I'm not ready for it.
I don't think you are, to be honest. Just give it some. I'm still recovering from this one. I'm still recovering from this one, to be honest. This one is probably the most saddest story that I have ever seen, ever. Just all across the board, like not even anime, just of all time. You know what I mean? Like that's definitely and it's actually based on a true.
Yes.
Right. So there was a photo of a boy standing just like really straight with his I might spoil it, but it's just an iconic sort of photo of a boy, just like a victim of war. So that photo alone just like inspired the movie, and it's definitely something that people should watch for sure.
You don't want me to pull the photo up?
Pull it up. Is it there?
Oof. No, the photo's not a spoiler. The photo's not a spoiler.
Spoiler. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not a spoiler. So yeah. You can pull it up. Wait, okay, fine.
I'll pull
it up. Let the Kleenex ready. Just kidding. So this photo right here that we are, there you go. Oh, wow. Man. All these, I'm in a glass case of emotion. Yeah, this is very, yeah.
Yeah, anime is so very, very powerful medium. Yeah, I mean, like.
It is very much.
Like, yeah.
So that photo was what inspired the film?
Yes.
That photo, that, wow.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And having Josh as well, dude, that's
gonna anybody else have any other honorable mentions?
Ponyo.
Honorable mention. Yes. Ponyo was like a little
Grave of the Fire to Ponyo. We're just like, okay, we're back up to Ponyo.
We're back up to
Ponyo.
We're back up to Ponyo. Yeah, the
fish. When that came out here, that was, man, that everyone was on that. People, a lot of people, I think that might have been even a lot of people's first introduction to anime too when that had came out too. So, definitely.
Is it this one with the cat?
Ponyo is about the fish.
It's the fish.
So cute though. What is that?
That's really cute though.
Oh my god!
But don't you love those little adorable Japanese series where it's just about just cuteness from beginning to end? Just like
Ponyo, you need to see this.
That looks like an overgrown monkey. What is this?
This is like a little. Oh my god! So it's almost like a little weird version of the Little Mermaid. Almost, I think. I don't know if you can compare it to that, but that's the vibe I got.
This is beautiful.
Cutesy anime Little Mermaid ish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know.
One of the first Blu-rays too I had bought too, I think.
I remember the ramen that the mom made. I was like, I want that ramen right now.
Everyone does that with food. Everyone does that with food and anime, right? You see, really,
anime food is the meta of all just things.
What is it about anime food? Just
I don't know what it is, man. It's like it's an art form in itself. I feel like each animation studio or anime studio, they have like an entire department just dedicated to anime food.
And I think Japanese have such a respect for food, right? Like the process and everything. Yes. So they put that in the, what is this? Yeah.
Metropolis. I don't know what it is.
Have you guys seen Metropolis?
No,
haven't seen that one as well.
Oh, Metropolis also.
Yeah, Metropolis is the anime version of Metropolis. Yeah, this was a really good one. This was
a must watch too.
You know that classic film? No, the classic film Metropolis, or the 1927 film. But Von Fritz Lang. But yes, there was the anime version. It's really, really good, guys. This should have been. I wanted this to be on my list. Robots.
That looks destruction.
Very
cool. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool.
There was a lot of good picks in the comments, too, guys. I just wanted to read off some of the ones.
Read some out.
Bunny Girl Senpai had said this is on a lot of people's lists. Cowboy Bebop.
I've actually never seen Cowboy Bebop. Yeah,
very good.
I know it's a travesty, but I've actually never made time for it. But yeah, I played a video game though.
There's a video game. Whoa, I didn't know that.
Princess and the plot. What else, guys?
Howl's Moving Castle was one of my favorites too.
Perfect Blue almost made my list. I'm glad Paprika did. Actually, I like Perfect Blue more than Paprika, but Perfect Blue is really, really good. It's very David Lynch.
I have to see that one.
Doraemon.
Pokemon. That was good.
Pokemon. Yeah.
There you go. You got a fan here, Ari. You got Jibber.
Nice.
Oh, Deborah. Hey, Deborah.
Oh,
hey.
Here. What's up, David?
FLCL. Yeah, dude. That was a Fooly Cooly. Fooly Cooly.
Fooly
Cooly. My Hero Academia Heroes Rising. But,
Hero Academia. Is there a movie?
Fighter 2? What about Street Fighter? Can we count
that? Was a great
one.
Can we count that?
Can we go Street Fighter?
Anime
Chun Li scene.
Wow, there's a lot of.
That was the first thing Angelo mentioned when I said Street Fighter 2. It's like, oh yeah, I love that Chun-Li scene. I'm like, all right. Yeah. I'm starting to get Angelo. I'm just like, all right, I got you. Okay.
You guys ever seen the Chun-Li scene?
That was an animated.
But the US version, they covered everything up in the US version.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You gotta get the unrated one.
You gotta get the Japanese version, because in the US version they censored it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think we've all seen
one of the greatest fight scenes too.
It was a good it was a good fight.
Yo, guys,
yeah, Street Fighter 2 was great.
Yeah. I think we got to wrap it up soon because I got to head out and do some do some anime downloading, I think.
But we wrap this up.
He's
going
to go through the Tifa rabbit hole.
Yeah. I do need to share this. I need to share this. Sorry, one second.
Okay,
so Ricochet Puno actually has a joke here that I really need to share with everybody. So what do you call anime doctors?
No.
Grey's in anime.
Grey's in anime.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. On that note.
On that note,
let me read this right now.
Thank you.
Show over fiend.
I'm gonna send this out, guys. This podcast is brought to you by the Podcast Network Asia, and we are powered by Podmetrics. If you are not powered by Podmetrics, you need to get some Podmetrics in your life. You need it. Podmetrics. Makes all the pods metered, and
we are the pod gods.
And when you have metered pods, podding is so much easier.
Podding.
Yo, Ari, do you want to shout out anything before we go? Like, where can people reach you? What are you on? Yeah. You're not on Kumu,
you so
but
much.
You're on some other platform. What's that other platform?
That's not
Filipino owned.
Yo, I appreciate. Like I said, man, if it's in the cards, definitely. And congratulations to everything you guys have been achieving so far on Kumu, man. I've been hearing. I mean, Casey's a good friend as well, so I've been hearing some great things that you guys have been doing. I mean, creating opportunities for Filipinos. It's wonderful, man. I've seen the news and I've seen the things that you're going, and I heard you got a big thing that you're dropping soon, which is also very exciting. So yeah, man, good stuff, man. I mean, big congratulations to the moves that you're doing. But yeah, if you guys want to check me out, I just put out a gaming channel. I mean, this time is, you know, we're all learning new things, and this actually got to reconnect with my love for gaming because I've had the time to do that, and it's been great. So you can go to youtube.com/gamingwithari. For all my social media, it's at Ari Neiman, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as well. If you guys want to hang out, play some games, I do it on the channel twitch.tv/Ari Neiman as well. That's about it, man. Thank you so much for having me. When Sanya got in touch, anime, I'm just like, anime? You say anime? All right.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
Yo,
this was
guys!
A great episode.
Yeah,
really, really good episode.
A fun one, dude.
Super happy. Yeah.
Thank you guys for all the returning viewers and all the people that are watching us for the first time. Surrounding Salamas. I hope you guys got to know Ari a little bit better, and you got to know us and our anime fetishes a little better.
I got to know Dello a whole lot. I'm just like,
all right, guys. Thank you guys so much. Usapan Retro signing off. See you
later. Bye, guys.